This is Dr. Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, attorney at law of the Kenan Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Troy Harlow, please note the following medical letter. Troy is T-R-O-Y. Harlow is the last name, H-A-R-L-O-W. On February 28th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 54-year-old male who is involved in a slip and fall injury on or about February 25th. Of 2022, period. This occurred at the Village Pantry store in Muncie, period. It occurred outside and the patient fell on ice, period. He fell backwards and landed on his back, period. He had immediate pain that progressively got worse over the next couple days, period. He had pain in his right rib cage, comma, back, comma, mid-back, comma, low-back, comma, left hand, as well as shortness of breath, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still having right rib cage pain, period. New paragraph. His right rib cage pain was resulted from the fall and fractures of ribs 3 and 5 on the right side, period. It causes intermittent pain, period. It is worse when he works, period. It averages approximately 90 minutes per day, period. It occurs 6 to 8 times per day, period. It is described as a squeezing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that because the pain gradually got worse over the next 2 days, he was seen at Ball Memorial Hospital. He was admitted for approximately 4 days, period. He had very poor oxygen levels, so he was given oxygen as well as pain medicine, including narcotics and respiratory therapy, period. After he was released, he saw his family doctor at the open door clinic several times. He was given medications, period. The hospital had him off work approximately 21 days, period. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking his dog, comma, cleaning, comma, bending over, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and walking over a half mile, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicine for hypertension as well as over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, and he has also been placed on a nebulizer since this injury, but he feels that the cause of the nebulizer may not be directly related to the fall, but rather to a COPD, which was being worked up shortly before the patient's fall, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and a workup for COPD, period. Social history is positive for tobacco use for many years, which was approximately slightly less than a pack a day, period. Past surgical history reveals the right eye was removed due to industrial explosion accident, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his rib cage in the past, period. The patient never had major breathing issues until this fall injury. However, he did admit openly that he was a smoker, and certainly present breathing issues may be attributable more so to the smoking rather than the rib injuries, period. The patient never had a fall injury in the past, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents, period. The patient did have a work injury to his eye approximately 1998 where the eye had to be removed, period. New paragraph, occupation is that of a laborer. He did miss 21 days of work due to this injury, period. He presently can work full-time, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Records from the emergency room, Indiana University Health, IU Ball Memorial Hospital, admitting note history and physical. The chief complaint was right chest wall pain, period. History is 53-year-old male with past medical history of hypertension, comma, HDL, comma, and smoking, who presented to the ED today with complaints of right-sided chest wall pain after a fall on Friday, period. He states that he rested this weekend, and then today the pain was just too much, so he presented to the ED, period. The patient was hypoxic on admission with saturations of 88% on 2 liters, and he is now on 4 liters, period. Hospitalists were asked to admit, period. Right chest wall pain worsening with deep breath, period. Has been seeing Dr. Bahrami, that's B-A-H-R-A-M-I, has been seeing Dr. Bahrami at open door, who is doing a workup and thinking patient has COPD, period. In the ED was given Rocephin, comma, Toradol, and Solumedrol, period. On physical examination, abnormalities were noted, including wheezing throughout on 4 liters nasal cannula, period. Assessment was right-sided third and fifth rib fractures. Fall on ice, February 25th, 22. Fracture noted on CTA, period. For pain control, they scheduled Tylenol, comma, PRN Toradol, comma, oxycodone, comma, and morphine, period. Radiographic report, February 28th, 2022. CTA of the chest showed minimally displaced anterior right third rib fracture, period. Non-displaced anterior lateral right rib fracture, period. Discharge diagnosis was 1, acute hypoxic respiratory failure, 2, right third and fifth rib fracture, period, 3, mechanical fall, 4, acute chronic obstructive pulmonary disease exacerbation, period. When they discharged him, they put him on albuterol, comma, oxycodone, comma, and prednisone, period. They state the patient was initially requiring oxygen. By the time of discharge, he was on room air, period. Rib fracture was treated conservatively with lidocaine patch, comma, pain control, comma, and incentive spirometry, period. COPD exacerbation was treated with steroids, comma, pulmicort, comma, and bronchodilator, period. No heavy lifting and pushing for at least 2 to 4 weeks, period. Open door health records appears to be February 15th, 2022, which was approximately 1 week before the fall. They state 52-year-old male presents for establishment of care. Patient reports he has had shortness of breath for years. Report he has been smoking for years, period. No other concerns, period. On examination, the lungs were clear to auscultation without rales or ronchi, period. another set of records from Open Door, home sleep apnea test, July 11th, 2022, showed mild obstructive sleep apnea with hypoxemia, period. Chest x-ray done March 3rd, 2022. Reason was follow-up for the rib fractures. Impression, no acute findings in the chest, period. Open door records, July 13th, 2022. Impression is fracture of multiple ribs on the right, period. Recently fell and was in the ER for 3 to 4 days, period. Finished prescriptions from the hospital of oxycodone and prednisone. We'll try ibuprofen, period. Assessment was multiple fractures of the ribs on the right side, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the fall injury of February of 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are right rib cage trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, fractured ribs 3 and 5 with displacement, comma, hypoxia with acute hypoxic respiratory failure, comma, and acute COPD exacerbation, period. The above diagnoses resulted in a 4-day hospitalization, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by the fall of February 25th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 3-1. The patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally a direct result of the fall of February of 2022, period. By rendering this impairment rating, I am inferring that the patient will have continued pain and restriction for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics, as well as topical medicine for pain, period. Estimated cost of these medicines would be $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.